you get this feeling where you start to relax. You say, the hell with the world. I'm not going to think about this now. And you kind of start to feel this relaxation and kind of a cloud that I'm not going to deal with this stuff now. Your brain does it automatically. Small amount of cannabinoids are released when you go to bed at night. Slows down your mind, lets you relax, gives you a soothing feeling just before you fall asleep, and it helps you fall asleep. Well, in marijuana, you smoke it, and the cannabinoids that come from the marijuana go into your brain, and what does it do? It gives you this relaxed, easy, flowing feeling like, yeah, and it just gives you that relaxed feeling. It mellows you out. Why? Because it's going right into that circuit that normally is there using your own brain chemistry, and it's inundating, it's overwhelming that circuit, and so you're getting those feelings. And so what it does is it's actually doing that. On the same token, when you make that feeling, the cannabinoids are also releasing a certain amount of dopamine. So not only are you getting this relaxed, mellowed out feeling, like the world is good and I can just sit here and relax and I have nothing to do, you're also getting a reward. If I use this, I get a reward. My brain's automatically rewarding me for it. So why do you think people use marijuana? Because it makes them relaxed, mellowed out, and they also get a reward. Not from the marijuana itself, but actually from their own brain. So they continue to use it because they like the feeling that it gives. But is it safe? No. THC and some other active ingredients in marijuana are actually stored in your body fat. And when that body fat is burned or used as fuel, it releases it again and again. And this happens a lot. What happens then is it goes into your genetics. Marijuana is very, very predisposed to go into the genetic makeup of your DNA. Then all kinds of nasty things happen, for example, birth defects for your children. I know lots of people, in fact, this friend of mine that I told you about that used lots of marijuana almost on a daily basis, his first child was born with some very, very severe birth defects. He will never live on his own. He will never walk. He can never be educated above the first grade level. He can barely write his own name. He's 25 right now. He has just